Hi there. The word for you today is don't rush into this relationship. In Song of Solomon 2 and 7, reading from the Message, Solomon writes, "Don't excite love until you're ready. When we feel hurt and rejected, there's something inside of us that wants to prove we're still worthy and desirable. And as a result, we jump into the next relationship too quickly. But just like an infant doesn't go from crawling to driving overnight, there's a process involved. And if you try to circumvent it, you'll end up back at square one, wondering what happened." One author puts it this way: a new relationship won't successfully heal you. Avoid aggravating inflicted wounds, or instantly clean up a mess. Regardless of the temporary bliss, sooner or later you'll end up faced again with your old stuff. If this is your situation, do things the right way. Take your time. These things can't be feigned or rushed or pursued. They'll be given to you when you're ready, and not a moment sooner. You want the real deal this time, don't you? And God wants to be your filter. So in order to reach the treasure of your heart, a person must first pass through Him, that is God. Solomon writes, don't excite love, don't stir it up until the time is ripe and you're ready. Don't be in such a hurry to take the edge off your pain that you run ahead of God. It takes time for Him to make you into the person He wants you to become. And while He's working on you, He's preparing the heart of the right partner to show up at the right time. Ever think about that? In the meantime, there's a way to fill the emptiness inside you. What is it? Work on developing a closer relationship with God. If you do that, Romans 15 and 13, Paul writes that God will, quote, fill you, you won't be empty, fill you with joy and peace.